Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. We had a listener request for this one, so today we are diving deep into the Lisa Sapira Hybrid Mattress. This mattress has been getting a ton of buzz, and so we're going to check out this mattress advisory review and see if it lives up to the hype.
And before we get into that, I do want to remind everyone to check out the show notes for a link. That's right, you can find an exclusive discount for the Lisa Sapira Hybrid Mattress, courtesy of Mattress Advisory.
All right, so jumping right in, this mattress advisory review, glowing 5 out of 5 stars. They even gave it their best overall mattress award, and that is not an easy award to get. They also give it best overall mattress from USA Today. So clearly this mattress is doing something right.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? The review really highlights this balance of comfort and support, you know, and that is really what people are looking for in a mattress, finding that sweet spot, you know, where you're not sinking in too much, but you're also not sleeping on a board.
Yeah, absolutely. Who hasn't had a bad night's sleep because the mattress is either too firm or too soft? So the review talks about this relaxed firmness, a 6.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale. And that seems to be the sweet spot for most people. But I'm curious who maybe wouldn't this mattress be good for? Are there certain types of sleepers who should avoid it?
Yeah, there are a few groups that the review specifically mentions. So, you know, if you really love that plush sink into the clouds kind of feeling, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid might not be the right choice. It definitely has a more supportive, structured feel. Also, they say that strict stomach sleepers, especially heavier stomach sleepers, might prefer something a little bit firmer.
Gotcha. So maybe not for the super plush lovers or the strict stomach sleepers. But for everyone else, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid seems like a pretty solid option. Now let's get into the construction. The review talks about the different layers in this mattress, and honestly, this is where I get a little geeky. 6 layers. That's a lot of layers.
It is a lot of layers. 6 is definitely on the higher end. But the review does a good job of breaking down each layer and explaining how it contributes to the overall feel and the performance of the mattress. You know, you've got polyfoam and memory foam and support foam all working together to give you that comfort and support that we were just talking about.
Okay, but for people like me who aren't mattress experts, can you tell us what are the key features here? What really makes this mattress special?
Yeah, definitely. So, 2 things stand out to me. First, the high airflow foam layer. This is designed to improve airflow and help you sleep cooler, which is great for hot sleepers.
Okay, yeah, I'm a hot sleeper, so that definitely catches my attention. What's the second thing?
The second is the pocket coil system. These coils are individually wrapped, which really helps with motion isolation. So, if you sleep with a partner who tosses and turns a lot, you're less likely to feel their movements.
You know, I always see motion isolation advertised for mattresses.
Yeah.
But I'm not always convinced it actually works. So this mattress can really deliver on motion isolation. That would be huge, especially for couples.
I get it. But based on this review, it sounds like Lisa really put a lot of thought into the design. And motion isolation is not just a marketing gimmick here. It's a key feature.
Okay, so comfortable and supportive. Potentially good for hot sleepers and people who share a bed. This is shaping up to be a pretty impressive mattress. But before we get ahead of ourselves, there's one thing I always think about with mattresses. Chemicals.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You don't want to be sleeping on something that's full of harmful chemicals.
Exactly. So the review mentions something called CertiPUR US certification. Can you explain what that means and why should we care?
So basically, CertiPUR US means that the foam in this mattress, it's been tested and certified to make sure it's free of certain harmful substances, like formaldehyde heavy metals and ozone depleters. It's a good indicator that this mattress is going to be safe for your health and for the environment.
Okay, that is reassuring. I definitely feel better knowing that a mattress is free of those chemicals. But you know, as much as I love all this talk of comfort and support and eco-friendliness, there's one more thing we need to talk about. The price. This review does say that the Lisa Sapira Hybrid is a bit on the pricier side.
You're right, it is a premium mattress, and the price reflects that. But it does come with a 10-year warranty, which is a pretty good sign that Lisa stands behind the quality of their product.
A 10-year warranty is impressive, but it's still a big investment. And I know a lot of people are hesitant to spend that much money on a mattress.
I understand that. But here's the good news. The Lisa Sapira Hybrid also comes with a 100-night sleep trial, so you can actually try it out in your own home for over 3 months. Before you have to fully commit.
Okay, that's a game changer. Having 100 nights to try out a mattress, that definitely takes the pressure off.
Exactly. It's not just a quick nap. You can really get a sense of how the mattress feels for you. And if you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund.
Now that's a policy I can get behind. It shows that Lisa really believes in their product. So we've covered the overall impression, the construction, those key features, the eco-friendliness and the price and the warranty and trial period. But let's get into how this mattress performs for different sleep positions.
Yeah, that's important. And this review does a good job of breaking down how the Lisa's Apura Hybrid works for different sleeping styles.
Perfect. And you know me, I'm always rooting for my fellow side sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
We often get the short end of the stick when it comes to mattresses. So does this mattress deliver? Does it provide that pressure relief and support that side sleepers need?
Well, according to the review, it does. They talk about how the Lisa's Apura Hybrid offers really good pressure relief on your hips and shoulders, which is what side sleepers need.
Yeah, that's a big one. I know I've woken up with sore hips and shoulders before from sleeping on a mattress that wasn't quite right. But what about back and stomach sleepers? Does this mattress work for them too?
For the most part, yeah. The review says it's a good option for a lot of back sleepers because it has that balance of support and contouring. But like we said earlier, stomach sleepers might want something a little firmer, especially if they're on the heavier side.
Right. It's all about finding the right fit. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are couples, and sharing a bed can definitely make things a little more complicated when it comes to choosing a mattress. So what does this review say about the Lisa's Apura Hybrid for couples?
Well, the motion isolation is a big plus for couples. Those individually wrapped coils really do their job. So if your partner is moving around all night, you're less likely to feel it.
That sounds amazing. No more being woken up by every toss and turn. You know, another thing I always think about with shared beds is space. Sometimes it feels like you're constantly fighting for space. Does this mattress do anything to address that?
Actually, it does. The review mentions that the Lisa's Apura Hybrid has reinforced edges, which helps prevent that feeling of rolling off. And it also maximizes the usable sleep surface, so you and your partner can both have plenty of space.
Nice. So far, this mattress is checking a lot of boxes. Comfortable, supportive, good for couples. What else is there?
Well, this review does something I haven't seen before. It has a whole section about how the mattress is for intimacy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've never really thought about how a mattress can affect that.
It's not something you see in every review, but the Lisa's Apura Hybrid apparently gets high marks in this area. The review says it has good bounce, and the reinforced edges provide stability, and it's also pretty quiet.
Okay. I'm blushing a little bit.
Okay.
But I appreciate the honesty. And to add to the couple friendliness of it all, the review says it comes in a California king size, so plenty of room for everyone.
Exactly. Now, before we move on, let's talk about something that a lot of people are concerned about, off-gassing. It's that new mattress smell, and it can be pretty strong sometimes.
Yeah, what does the review say about off-gassing with this mattress?
Well, apparently, the Lisa's Apura Hybrid only takes about 6 days to off-gas, which is actually faster than average.
6 days isn't bad. I've definitely heard of mattresses that take weeks to off-gas.
And the review recommends unboxing the mattress in a well-ventilated room to help speed up the process.
Okay, so that's good to know. While we're waiting for the mattress to off-gas, maybe we can take a look at those other mattresses that the review mentions. The Helix Midnight Lux and the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid, just to compare.
That's a good idea. Always good to do your research.
Okay, so we've talked about the comfort, the support, the cooling, how it is for couples, even the off-gassing. But there are a few more practical details we need to cover, like shipping and unboxing and the trial period and warranty.
Yeah, let's get into all of that.
Okay, so we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll cover all those details. And then we'll give our final verdict on the Lisa's Apura Hybrid mattress.
All right, and we are back. So we've gone pretty deep on this Lisa's Apura Hybrid mattress, but let's talk about the logistics. How do you actually get this thing to your house? And more importantly, how do you get it onto your bed frame? Well, first of all, shipping is free. The review says Lisa ships the mattress directly from their factory in Arizona. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days. And you get a tracking number so you can follow its journey.
Oh, that's nice. No more wondering where your mattress is. But once it arrives, what about unboxing it? Those mattresses that come in a box, they can be a pain to set up.
Thankfully, it seems like Lisa has made the process pretty simple. The mattress comes compressed in a box. You just put the box near your bed frame and carefully unroll it. No heavy lifting or wrestling required.
Okay, that's good to know. But the review did say it takes about 5 hours for the mattress to fully expand.
Right, you do have to be patient.
5 hours, I can handle that. Speaking of waiting, we talked about the off-gassing period being about 6 days. Does the review give any tips for dealing with that new mattress smell?
Yeah, they recommend unboxing the mattress in a well-ventilated room. So open a window or two, let some fresh air in, mm-hmm. and that'll help the smell dissipate faster.
Mm, that makes sense. Okay, so shipping's good. Unboxing's not too bad. Off-gassing's manageable. What about the 100-night sleep trial? I mean, a mattress is a big purchase, and sometimes you don't really know if it's right for you until you've slept on it for a while.
Absolutely, and that's why Lisa gives you 100 nights to try out the mattress. That's over 3 months. Plenty of time to see if you love it.
100 nights, that's amazing. But what if you decide you want to return it? Do you have to ship it back yourself?
Nope. Lisa handles the return pickup for you. And they even donate the return mattress to a local charity.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So you get to try out the mattress risk-free. If you don't like it, you can return it hassle-free. And it even gets donated to a good cause.
Exactly.
Okay, so the trial period gets a thumbs up. What about the warranty?
The Lisa Sapira Hybrid comes with a 10-year limited warranty, so it's covered if there are any defects in materials or workmanship.
10 years, that's a solid warranty.
Good.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about the price. We know this is a premium mattress, but what are we looking at here?
So according to the review, the starting price is $3,349 for a twin size.
Okay, so it is an investment, but it sounds like you're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah, you're getting high-quality materials. Cooling features motion isolation, a 100-night trial, and a 10-year warranty.
And I think I remember seeing that Lisa often has sales and promotions.
They do. So it's worth checking their website or signing up for their email list to see if you can snag a deal.
So after this deep dive into the Lisa Sapira hybrid mattress, I think it's safe to say that this mattress is worth considering, especially if you're a side sleeper or a couple, or if you're just looking for a really high-quality mattress.
I agree. It seems like a great option.
Of course, comfort is subjective. So the best way to know for sure if this mattress is right for you is to try it out yourself.
Exactly. Take advantage of that 100-night trial.
And don't forget to check out the link in the show notes for an exclusive discount from Mattress Advisory. Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. Until next time, sleep well.